doctrine isn't an issue, then you've got an immature, uneducated, undiscerning church. And what happens with them? They can't discern. They're going to die of 1,000 heresies.
You know, among the side effects of the prosperity gospel, I think one of the worst, as you've pointed out, is that it focuses people on material prosperity and earthly success, physical health, things like that, which are all earthly and temporal issues. And Scripture commands us not to focus on things like that, but to set our affections on heavenly things. Why don't you wrap this up for us, John, by giving us the biblical gospel in a nutshell and talk about how a true understanding of the gospel would focus our minds on things above.
You know, I think those who are listening to this discussion probably understand the biblical gospel, but let's start where the biblical gospel starts. It doesn't offer health, doesn't offer wealth, doesn't offer success, doesn't offer a better marriage, doesn't promise you're going to get bumped up a few notches in your job, doesn't promise you're going to hit more home runs and straighten out your slice. The gospel doesn't promise any of these things. What the gospel promises is deliverance, salvation, rescue from the consequence of sin, which is eternal damnation in hell. The gospel is not about rescuing you from an undesirable condition in life. It's not about, as I heard one prosperity preacher say, if you send me your money, the Lord has told me you're going to find a perfect partner to marry. This is ridiculous. The gospel is not about providing any material blessing or any material benefit, except that the Lord will provide what you need. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches by Christ Jesus. It doesn't promise any more than that. And maybe what you need most is persecution, suffering, and those kinds of things too. They're there as well. But what the gospel does promise is that you will be rescued permanently forever from the consequence of your sin, which is eternal punishment in hell, the judgment of God. And as a temporary benefit, you will in this life be loved and cared for and provided for and granted peace and grace and mercy and joy and blessed fellowship in the church as a part of the gift of salvation. That's really the short-term benefit. Short-term benefit in this life are all the wonderful things that we enjoy: love, grace, peace, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, all those things. All the benefits of being in the church, all the benefits of being led by the Spirit of God, of having answered prayer, of having protection and guidance and all of that in this life. That's the